greetings today. It's been a while since I have posted an audio blog. I've been thinking about it a lot. I've been actually very busy and covered up and unable to post the way I would like to. I'm going to get back on track and on a regular schedule very soon. I've been thinking a lot about regret lately. As you know, I wrote a text blog concerning regret. With the loss of my personal assistant, I've thought about how she seemed to live without regrets. And I thought about some people's lives are quite opposite than that. Actually, my wife has a lot of regrets. She's the type of lady who goes shopping and she will buy an item and then regret buying it. Or she'll turn around and at the same time, if she doesn't go shopping, she'll regret not going shopping. And regret is kind of a normal lifestyle for her in most every decision that she seems to make. I think that regret is a thief. I think it steals our peace. I think it steals our decision-making. I think it hinders us. I think it slows down our progress. I was thinking about people in Scripture. I think David had regret. King David had regret about sleeping with Bathsheba as he lost a child. And that's a major regret in our lives. And sometimes we have major regrets. I was thinking of Judas, who showed us in Scripture that he regretted turning the Lord over and tried to give the money back and he tried to seek repentance and it wasn't there for him. I thought about Esau, who sold his birthright for just a bowl of soup. Those are major regrets and those were big ones. But how about some of us who spend a lot of time on regrets of small things? And I want to ask a question, does regret steal time and progress from you? Regret is actually quite emotional and can affect our feelings, which in turn steals our progress. And I wanted to list a few things that regret can cause. Regret can cause self-condemnation. It steals our self-worth and our value. Regret also creates double-mindedness. And, you know, of course, the Bible says in James that nothing will we receive from the Lord, those of us who suffer this thing of double-mindedness all the time. I think regret robs our confidence because it steals our decision-making process. My wife goes through that often where I have to just help her, honey, this is the decisions you need to make. And so she sometimes doesn't even have the confidence to make a decision. So that steals your decision-making process. And if you can't make a decision, how can you go forward? How can you move into what you want to do? So I just encourage you. This type of regret leads to indecisiveness and eventually is a thief to your progress. I pray we would learn and that I would learn how to deal with regret properly. You know, there's some positive things about regret too, and I don't want to make this blog too long. You know, good regret would be a regret where you make a decision, it was not the right decision, you go into introspection, you make a right decision, you self-examine yourself, and that in that self-examination, you progress and you grow. So there's good regret as well, and I pray that you and I would learn how to deal with regret in a healthy way and move our lives forward so that we can grow in every way, spiritually, physically, financially, and emotionally.